Medical information obtained from our website or the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If your pet has or you suspect they might have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a health care provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of All Paws Pet Talk, this radio show, or their sponsors.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. We are going back to Eden. Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon. And wasn't last week's show amazing? Hey, if you missed it, you can go to bbsradio.com/back, B-A-C-K, the number 2, Eden, and you can listen to it. We literally broke some information about scalar energy wellness for your pets that is going to change the history of wellness and medicine. But we're really excited today. We have with us, and who's going to become a regular contributor. Her name is Paris, and she is actually 35 years in the travel industry. She's a pet and travel expert, and she has a very large following on her Pet Tipper newsletter. And I'll let her tell you her websites and how you can get a contact with her, but she's basically an aficionado on some really important aspects of your pet care. And I thought it'd be awesome to bring her in and have her familiarize you with the information that you need to be the best owner that you can be. Paris, are you with us?
I am. I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much for joining us at Back to Eden Pet Talk. Paris, you're the expert. So please, what's going on right now? What do we need to know right now?
You know, I think one of the most important things to think about right now is winter weather. You know, so many of us are facing cold weather. And, you know, it's tough on our pets, too. I mean, we think about, gosh, we grab our coat, we grab our scarves, but so often we head out without covering our dogs. We're not putting, you know, booties on them, we're not putting a coat on them. And I think it's important to realize that winter weather is tough on our dogs and our cats, you know, if we have outdoor cats. Or if you tend to a feral cat colony. You know, so many of us do that, especially city dwellers where we're, you know, we're tending to feral cats. And, you know, their water is freezing. It's very challenging, I know, especially in some locations, to keep water unfrozen, to make sure they have enough food for those feral cat colonies. So I think that, you know, that's something for all of us to keep in mind, no matter how cold it is. It is definitely colder for most of us. And that is tough on our pets as well.
Well, especially if, you know, we think about, oh, well, they have a fur coat. But they're acclimated, to the indoor animals, to living inside with their fur coat. So that means that their blood is going to be a little bit thinner, and they're going to be possibly as sensitive to the cold as we are because they're already acclimated to the indoor environment. Am I correct with that?
That is so true. You know, for example, our dog, Irie, she is indoors almost all day except when we're out walking. She has that thin hound coat. So she's got a fur coat, but she doesn't have a big fluffy fur coat. You know, she's got very thin coat with no undercoat. So she really doesn't have that protection from the cold weather. So I think it's very important to make sure that you know, that those indoor dogs, when they do go outside, because it's super important to stay active and keep walking them. You know, by all means, don't you know, forego your walks because of the weather, but just suit up, just like we do ourselves. You know, we put on our coats, let's put on our dog's coats. And if you live in a location with de-icing, you know, if there are de-icing chemicals on the sidewalk, make sure that you clean your dog's paws. Because those chemicals are really tough on your dog's paws, and you have to worry that they're going to lick their paws when they get back home. You know, so be sure if you don't wear booties on your dog's feet, you know, if you don't put those booties on, to be sure to wash off the paws when you get back in the house.
Yeah, I can only imagine what's in the chemicals of those the de-icing formula. And so that could not only be harmful to their feet, but to their whole body, because we know that the skin is an absorptive organ. So that's really good information. Thank you so much. And so, okay, so we're dealing with cold here. What are some strategies maybe four feral cat colonies to provide a warm, dry area or maybe someplace where the water won't freeze. Do you have any ideas?
Yes, you know, it's really inexpensive to make a little hideaway for feral cats. You can use a cooler, like the cheap coolers that you buy, you know, at the grocery store. Cut a hole in that, make a little container in there for the cats to come in and sleep at night. You know, you can put some hay in there just to give them a little insulated area. Which, there are some great patterns online for using a larger plastic box, putting that, you know, that styrofoam box inside with a hole in it, and then adding some hay in there just to give them some coverage from that cold weather, if you know, if you're in a snowy, icy area. Now, the water is a particular worry in a lot of areas. What some feral cat colony tenders do is they'll put a pinch of sugar in the water. That sugar will raise the freezing point so that it's not going to freeze quite as easily. A lot of people also will add water to the cat's food that they're giving, that they're putting out for the feral cats. Because a lot of times feral cats, they're very frightened of us. They won't come up when you first put the food out. So you're going to put down the food with some extra water added to the food, you know, and then as soon as the cats come up, they will get that water and the food, you know, because they're going to want to come for the food. They need those extra calories during the cold weather. But some people will add wet food to the feral cat's diet. You know, it's just important to make sure you work that water in there somehow, because it doesn't matter if it's coming in through the food, through the diet, or as, you know, a bowl of water. But there are also solar water bowls that you can get. Put them in the sun. They'll collect that solar energy through the day, and then they will stay a little bit warmer and maybe hopefully keep that feral cat water above freezing.
Oh, those are neat. And where do you get those?
You know, there are a lot of places online where you can get them. And also, if you go to a feed store, a lot of the feed stores will sell them for chickens. But they're also great for feral cat colonies.
Perfect. Oh, that is awesome. And so what about traveling with the pets during the winter? Those are kind of temperature extremes. And what's going on with pets and travel right now?
You know, it can be a little bit challenging to travel with your pets in the winter. I think it's great. We do a lot of day trips with our dogs during the wintertime. One challenge that a lot of people have during the winter is dining out with your dogs. Because when you dine out with your dogs at a restaurant, you're going to need to eat outdoors. You know, you're going to have to eat out on the patio. And, you know, unless you live in the far south, it's going to probably be a little bit too uncomfortable. Now, drive-in restaurants, you know, those are a good option. Picnicking in your car, you know, you might need to do that with your dog. But that's going to be one of the biggest challenges, I think, in the wintertime, you know, to traveling with your dog. But like I said, we do a lot of trips with our dogs in the winter. It's nice in some ways because, you know, the crowds are lighter most destinations. We're going to head down to South Padre later this month with our dogs. And, of course, that's a huge spring break destination. So now's the time to go before the spring breakers get down there.
But, yeah.
You know, it's nice to go during those times. It's cheaper to travel with your dog right now than it will be later in the year, in the spring and summer when the prices rise. And, you know, I think a lot of people are surprised to find that sometimes hotels have a little bit of leeway during these winter months because their occupancy levels are lower. So they may welcome your dog, or maybe they'll welcome our 60-pound dogs when during the summer they would only welcome a 20-pound dog. You know, so they're really trying to get those guests in now. So you might find some of those hotels you thought were out of reach to be a little more welcoming to you.
Wow. Great information. Actually, Paris, we're out of time, but everyone, we're going to have Paris every week for our show, giving you great tips, great information. How can people get more information, Paris, and get plugged into your newsletter?
Sure, they can check us out on dogtipper.com, or if they're a cat lover, on cattipper.com. And, you know, we cover all kinds of tips for winter weather, travel, all kinds of things.
Wonderful. We're really excited to have you be a part of the Back to Eden radio show. And thank you so much, Paris, for taking time out of your schedule to give us some really good information.
Thank you. Thank you. I hope everybody gets out and travels with their dogs.
Okay. And we'll be back, ladies and gentlemen, after this message.
We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk radio show.
back2eden.org. Hey, pet lovers, listen up. Purr Spray Pet, all natural, non-toxic spray for all of your pet problems. Proven safe to use for their skin, eyes, and ears. Helps calm and heal wounds, hot spots, insect bites, and lots more. Will not sting and very safe to use even for your feathered friends. To find out how you can keep your pets happy and healthy, go to purrspraypet.com. That's purrspraypet.com. purrspraypet.com. Or call us now at 386-310-3924. How are your pets doing? Are they full of energy? Are they strong and healthy? Are their coats smooth and glossy? Well, at backtoeden.org, it's quick and easy to put the pizzazz back into your pets. Backtoeden.org has products that are like nothing else you have ever tried. Go to back2eden.org to turn your pet's body clock back to Eden. back2eden.org. That's back2eden.org. All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Wasn't that fun, that tip section with Paris and dogtipper.com and cattipper.com? Great information, really great people, very devoted to our beautiful furry companions. Well, now we have a really awesome treat. Again, we are bringing you cutting-edge information that is not readily available. People do not know about the things that we're telling you about. So if you know someone that has a pet that is not enjoying dynamic vital health and is not running around like a puppy or a kitten or a baby birdie, then you need to get them tuned in over here to catch this information that we're having. We've been having amazing scientists, researchers, dignitaries in the pet world, and so much valuable information in our archive. So be sure to check it out. So today we are honored to have with us Robert Gilpatrick with BoomerBoost.com, the innovators of some of the most amazing supplements and superfoods on the planet. Robert, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Gigi. How are you?
I'm all right. Welcome to Back to Eden Pet Talk. Thanks so much for joining us today. Bob, I know you got a really busy schedule, and I very much appreciate your time.
Oh, it's all my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So you have a very wide variety of products, but I want to find out a little bit about your history. Bob, how did you first get involved in nutrition and health?
Well, going back to when I was a child, I grew up at Cornell University's Agricultural Research Center. My dad had a PhD in plant pathology, and there was a very large research center in our town, and I got to work there as a lab assistant and a field assistant. And I was around a lot of very famous scientists that discovered a lot of things while I was there, including pheromones were discovered in 1978 when I was working at that center. And so I was interested in plant science and nutrition and how plants grow and then how they use them to feed the animals and what effect it had on them. And I also, when I was 17, got to live in Israel with my father and the rest of my family as he consulted to the Weizmann Institute of Technology, teaching them plant propagation techniques. So that's how it kind of got started. And then as I got older, I went to college and I majored in education and health science, and then later got into the health sciences in a bigger way and eventually became CEO of different healthcare facilities, mostly in New York and in New Jersey, and I was the guy that always brought the alternative medicine things to those facilities. So we started bringing cutting-edge nutritionists from different parts of the country to come and help us to treat people. And so I was always involved in nutrition and health. And having grown up at that research center, we also had little farms where there were always cats and dogs around and other animals as well. So I always had that interest at the same time. And now I'm a certified holistic nutritionist and help both people and their pets with their nutritional needs and helping find just exactly what it is that is needed for a particular situation or person or pet.
Oh, that is awesome. That is awesome. So, ladies and gentlemen, you see, and now, how did you select and formulate the products that you have, Bob?
Well, what we saw quite often with people that we were helping before we formed Boomers Forever Young was that there's a lot of confusion in the world of nutrition. So you would see somebody that would have 20 or 30 bottles of vitamin pills on the top of their refrigerator, and they'd be taking them, and they weren't really sure if they had the right things, and they weren't really sure if they had the right doses. And quite often, they weren't really getting better or feeling very well from that strategy. And we watched all the science as the years went by. And as certain things were developed, we were able to combine them together and simplify nutritional regimes by creating powders that had multiple nutrients in them and combining them together in certain ways that would benefit people and make it really easy and help them save a lot of money at the same time. And so each of the products that we have are designed to fit into this type of strategy.
Well, I do know that certain nutrients have synergistic relationships with other nutrients, and that the exact ratio of nutrient to nutrient in any kind of product is really crucial, which is why we promote superfoods almost exclusively at Back to Eden, because you're not trying to play chemistry set. Because unless you have a highly formulated product that has those specific ratios, you're almost playing chemistry set with the body with a lot of variables that you just can't even predict. So how did you guys address that with your Boomer Boost specifically, that product?
Well, Boomer Boost is a product that has 70 nutrients in it, and it's highly dependent on the correct ratios. And one of the things people need to know about products when they hear if a product is all natural, an all natural product is one that's still in its natural state. And then there are other products where you can't have them be all natural because you need specific ratios for therapeutic effects. And so the scientists use enzymes to take, for example, vitamin C out of an orange or a rose hip, and so they can isolate just the vitamin C, and that way they can get the right amount of it. And as soon as you use an enzyme to, even though it might be a naturally occurring enzyme, if you use it to splice out a specific nutrient, it's no longer considered all natural. And so that's what you need to understand. Some products are all natural, some are not. Boomer Boost, we needed to have specific ratios in order to treat people who had heart disease or circulatory disease. And so we made that type of product for that purpose. But we also give it together with all natural products that help make it work better.
But these are not artificially derived, right, or lab-created substances. Well, Bob, we have so much to talk about, but we're going to have to take a real quick break, and then we'll come back after this and get right back into it. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
We'll catch you on the other side. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back, the number 2, Eden.org.
Itchy dog allergy sad? Did you know that our dogs suffer from the same pollen, dust mite, and mold allergies that we do? Now, veterinarian dermatologist Dr. Christian has formulated Doggy Goo. Doggy Goo is a peanut butter treat for your dog. But Doggy Goo also sublingually builds tolerance to 10 pollens, 2 mites, and 3 molds 100% naturally. Try Doggy Goo. Your dog will Doggy Goo look it up. Call 855-246-2426. The number again is 855-246-2426. Or on the web, www.healthygoo.com. Goo spelled G-O-O.
Scratch it. All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon. And we are so honored to have with us Robert Gilpatrick from Boomer Forever Young, which you can catch at boomerboost.com. Also, we set up a special page for this radio show because Bob's going to tell us about a special that he's running for our select radio listening audience. So if you go to back2eden.org/specials, or you can access it under our shop menu, just go to shop and specials will be right there. You will be able to catch our special deals that we're going to be offering from Boomer Forever Young products. So please continue. We had just talked about the formulation of Boomer Boost, but let's talk about some of your other products. How did those products come to be?
Well, some of them came about, in their original research was being done because of the positive effect that people saw on animals. And, in particular, the use of sprouted barley seeds was first used to try to improve the health of chickens, which worked really, really well. The one thing that they found when they gave them sprouted barley seeds was it improved their bone structure so much that chickens, which sometimes later in life get very brittle bones, and their leg bones would break, and then they would die soon after that. And when they discovered that giving them sprouted barley seeds help them improve their bone structure, they would never get that as they aged. And they also gained lots of good muscle weight from using sprouted barley seeds. The other is, probably the best one, is flax hull lignans. And lignans are chemical compounds that are naturally occurring in plants. And in the outside hull, which is like a waxy substance on the outside of a flaxseed, all 27 known lignans are in that hull. And so there's a company up in Canada that figured out how to knock that wax off with a machine and then grind it up and put it into a powder that can be given to pets, and also people use lignans as well. And there's tons of research on from all different kinds of scientists and veterinarians on the use of lignans, and they tend to benefit pets, cats and dogs primarily, in a whole bunch of different ways. And one is in managing their affect. So if you have a pet that is either depressed or very anxious, there are lignans that can mitigate both of those issues. Also, they're really good for treating hormonal problems. So a lot of dogs will get adrenal problems, Cushing's syndrome, and the use of lignans is used a lot at the University of Tennessee Veterinary Center. And they use it in combination with melatonin as a way to treat Cushing's syndrome or other hormonal issues. And it's very effective. You can also use it for infections. And that's where I've seen the most dramatic results with lignans, is treating infections in pets. And in fact, I was actually in a book for doing that one time. And there's a book written about pets called An Inspired Tale, which is also Adventures in Holistic Healing, I think is the subtitle. It was written by Greer Holiday, and Greer was a man who needed help with his two schipperkes. And the book is called Adventures and Healing with Man's Best Friend. And so what I was able to do with Greer, because both he and his pets had MRSA, and he doesn't mind me telling about it because it's in his book, and it was pretty bad. Greer had gotten it from an accident at a basketball court. He got cut and got MRSA, which is a really bad infection. And they couldn't get rid of it. And it spread to his two pets, who were getting sicker and sicker. And we gave all three of them the lignans. And lo and behold, the MRSA went away with the pets. And shortly thereafter, it went away from Greer as well. And it's never come back.
Really?
It's really, really potent stuff. It boosts your immune system dramatically, and you can treat all different types of hormonal issues with lignans as well. And it works both with humans and with pets. In humans, they originally started using lignans for treating breast cancer, then other types of hormonal cancers. Then they discovered its effect on infections, and it works particularly well with women going through menopause. It tends to smooth everything out so you have less hot flashes and less negative effects from the menopause. And that's one of the all-natural products. There's a few important things to know about lignans. There's one in particular, one of the 27 is called SDG. It's really potent, and you want to have lignans that tell you what the amount of SDG is that's in it so you can calculate how much to give a pet, because pets need very small amounts of lignans. And what you want to do is you want to give just a pinch of lignans to a 10-pound dog, and which is, you know, is the equivalent of a 16th of a teaspoon. And then you, for a 20-pound dog, you'll give them a dash, and for a 40-pound dog, about a quarter of a teaspoon, and don't do it more than once a day. And about every fourth or fifth day, give them a break, and so that make sure you don't give them too much.
And what about the barley product? You were talking about mm-hmm. that as well.
Yep. The barley product, the first thing to know about that is you never give any kind of barley product to a rodent. So if you have mice or rats or ferrets, anything like that, never give barley to them. It will be a devastating effect. But it works really well. Cats and dogs in particular really do well with barley products. In fact, the Barley Green Company at one point came out with a really great green powder for pets. And the thing that you need to know about sprouted barley seeds is that it's much, much different than regular barley grass. In fact, it's 400 times the potency. So as you can see, you also have to be very careful with barley when you give it to pets. It's highly beneficial, but you can't give them a lot of it for two reasons. One, there's lots of protein in sprouted barley seeds, and pets can get too much protein. And depending on the breed and also depending on the size of the dog and if they're pregnant and things like that, there's varying amounts of protein and fats that pets need. And so you want to follow along with the same formula with sprouted barley seeds, where you're only going to do a pinch or a dash, or for a mid-sized dog, you know, up to a quarter of a teaspoon. But if you're going to give them barley, you always want to have your vet check their protein levels and let you know if they start to go too high, and then you can calibrate back a little bit. Right? The other thing is detoxification. Sprouted barley seeds have lots of SOD, which is a highly detoxifying compound that helps to slow down the rate of aging, both in humans and pets. But it also will detoxify the intestines and the kidneys and the liver. And if you give a pet too much of the sprouted barley seed, they'll end up getting diarrhea and will detoxify too fast. And so that's why you always want to respect highly potent products like lignans and barley to a very high degree, knowing that they're going to work really, really well, but that you want to be careful with them at the same time.
Well, see, this is the difference between maybe a supplement that you might get at a box store or a drug store or the grocery store and stuff, and these kinds of substances that are crafted under the most pristine conditions. I remember you telling mm-hmm. me how the barley was made, and by yep. such great minds that you have derived just extraordinary levels of potency in your growing of the barley and in your achievement of the lignans product. So it's not that these things are harmful, it's that they're so potent and we're just not used to it. You have to ease into it. And then the great thing about pets is they respond so quickly to so little. And mm-hmm. it's amazing to me that they're even alive eating the diets that they eat that are almost completely devoid of nutrition, are genetically modified, are full of cancer tumors. I mean, this is what's in the average pet food. And mm-hmm. you know, full of heavy metals and arsenic and all of these horrible things, and yet they're running around actually doing a lot better than the people. So they respond very quickly to any efforts that are made, and that's a very good point. This is how amazing Boomer's products are. They're so potent. They're so concentrated that literally you're going to buy one thing and you're going to have it in the fridge for a very long time. Super, super value, and you're giving your pet extraordinary nutrition. Well, actually, Bob, we have to take another break. But okay. On the other side of this break, we will continue our discussion. And ladies and gentlemen, this is such key information for your babies. We hope you'll stick with us on the other side. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
For your dogs, running beside your bike is more rewarding canine exercise than any walk. It's also more dangerous. Until now. Introducing the amazingly stable Bike Toe Leash, the only safe dog biking attachment approved by the American Pet Association. The Bike Toe Leash installs in seconds on bikes, trikes, power chairs, and mobility scooters. No tools needed, and dogs learn it immediately. With a Bike Toe Leash, both dogs and rider can enjoy fun recreation anywhere, no matter what your ability level. To learn more and order your Bike Toe Leash, visit BikeToeLeash.com. That's BikeToeLeash.com. Bike toe leashes are made in the USA and ship worldwide. That website again is BikeToeLeash.com.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah. We're going back to Eden. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. We're here with Boomer Forever Young, Robert Gilpatrick, accomplished researcher, and he has one of the most amazing lines of products for your pets that just a little pinch can completely begin to transform their wellness. And we were just talking about the barley. It's sprouted barley. It's grown under very specific conditions. They have gotten it down to such a science that they are able to harvest it at the peak of potency. But also, there's other products, Bob. Tell us about some of your other products.
Well, specifically for the pets, we also have a probiotic, which is made specifically for us at a plant in Canada, and it's made to be a therapeutic-grade probiotic, and it's made from the sprouted barley seeds itself, which are ground into a powder, and then that powder gets fermented for a period of 3 months so that all of the metabolites and the probiotics can proliferate, and then it gets sent to us in powder form, and we bottle it and send it to people to use themselves. It's appropriate for both humans and for pets. And with the pets, it's particularly important because lignans, which we talked about earlier, that have such a great beneficial effect on pets, they get broken down in your intestine by bacteria that are in the form of these probiotics. And so SDG, for example, which is the lignin that you want to see how much of is in any product that you buy, gets spliced up into smaller pieces by bacteria that are in the probiotics. And as that occurs, those small pieces are what actually gets used by the pet's body and also the human body. And that's what gives the beneficial effect to the immune system so that the infections can be fought off. So anytime someone gets some lignans, it's also a good idea to have the right probiotic, and they go hand in hand together. They're strong enough, these particular probiotics, that we can use them for people that have things like Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, and we also use them to help people that are having trouble with their teeth and gum disease. And you can actually use probiotics to put in your mouth that will kill off all the bad bacteria that's causing gum disease.
In fact, you told me a pretty astounding story about a gentleman in his 90s, was it?
Well, you're referring to the person that, whose teeth were starting to fall out?
And you had given them a protocol that included the probiotics. Yeah. And how fast was that turnaround?
It was less than a month before he called me back to say that it had worked and his teeth had firmed up. And the pockets, which they measure on a scale of like 2 to 10, and he had a lot of 9s and 10s, had all healed themselves over and were back to 2s and 3s.
So that's great information for you pet owners that are having any kind of dental issues. This could really, it could also help your pet's breath, this probiotic as well. Plus, anytime we take antibiotics or eat meat that has been raised on prophylactically dosed antibiotics. In other words, they're not waiting for the meat to get sick. They just give them the antibiotics right from the first day through their whole life. So it's literally embedded in the meat. And this is part of the reason why we have super germs today. And you can ask any doctor about that and they will confirm what I'm saying. It's because the organisms have become resistant because we're just categorically treating with antibiotics. Someone has a sniffle, they give them an antibiotic, and then a lot of people don't finish their antibiotics. And so we've got all these really virulent things. And then the antibiotics don't just take care of the bad bugs, they take care of all of the good flora in our bodies that are essential, like Bob was just telling us, to process nutrients. Literally, certain enzymes, certain B vitamins, there's certain nutrients that we cannot process without these probiotics. So it's super important, especially after a course of antibiotics, to get a really good probiotic and repopulate that flora in the gut. Now, a lot of probiotics, Bob, are not stable through stomach acid. How does your guys' fare during the stomach acid?
It does really well. There's a nutrient stabilization process that's used on the probiotics as well as the lignans and the barley that stabilizes the nutrient so that it works just beautifully going down through the alimentary canal. And not only are the products absorbable, but they actually facilitate absorption of other products. So, for example, the barley is a highly effective detoxifier of the small intestine, and it'll get into the small intestine, nutrient stabilized, and then it will clear out the plaque that forms in people and pets as they age and allow the little villi, which are little hairs that absorb your nutrition, will allow those to regrow. They're made of glucosamine. And so you can regenerate a small intestine that has gone to maybe a state where you're only absorbing 10% of your nutrition. You can revivitize it back to being able to absorb 95% of your nutrition. And that's what happens.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's what happens when you take on the sprouted barley in particular, which is why you also need the other products in such small amounts. If you give certain products to people or pets that are not taking sprouted barley seeds, they're going to absorb very little of it because of the plaque that's in their small intestine. When you give products to someone that's taking sprouted barley seeds, they're going to absorb between 5 and 6 times more. And so you have to be even more careful with your dosing if you have yourself or a pet is taking sprouted barley seeds. Those sprouts are so potent because in Canada, the man that grows it has a master's degree in soil science and travels the world about 7 months out of the year consulting to countries on how to manage their soil. And he has created a soil that is filled with good bacteria. And when you plant a crop, it soaks up that bacteria, which is really important because the bacteria makes its way to the blade of grass or the leaf of a tree, and that bacteria extracts nitrogen from the air. People think that plants grow from the soil primarily, but actually 70% of their energy comes from the air. And without the right bacteria on the blade of grass or the leaf of the tree, it won't extract nitrogen. And so this barley, even though it's being grown so far north that nobody believes you can grow barley there, it grows twice as high as regular barley, and it's all organic. And then they take those seeds and they sprout them all at the same time, and they can sprout the entire processing plant of seeds within 2 minutes of each other. And that's real important because as it goes through the sprouting process, you want the enzyme profile to be constant. You don't want sprouts in there that sprouted yesterday or the day before. They're not the same. And then just before it becomes a blade of grass, they stop the sprouts from sprouting. And then you have all the metabolic enzymes still present, and all the protein is pre-digested. And it works really well for pets that need to gain weight, that are having trouble keeping on weight. And it works really well for humans. We have bodybuilders that use this barley, as well as people take it. Believe it or not, they're going through cancer treatments and are wasting away and becoming very thin from cancer treatments. If they take this barley, it regenerates their muscle so that they can survive much longer until the treatment actually works.
Wow, Bob. We've got to take another quick break. Would you stick with us for one more segment?
Absolutely. Be my pleasure.
Wonderful. We'll be back with you on the other side of this message. We'll be right back with the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show. Back the number 2 Eden.org.
NuVet Plus, your pet's best friend. NuVet Plus is an immune system builder that is safe for all stages of your dog's life. Helps eliminate most issues, including allergies, scratching and itching, hot spots, arthritis and joint issues, chronic ear infections, tear staining, lack of energy, digestive issues, and so much more. All natural, manufactured in an FDA-registered human pharmaceutical lab here in the USA, using ingredients sourced in the USA. Nothing artificial, no sugars, wheat, corn, or dyes. Never heat treated to help retain all the natural rich ingredients. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and is only pennies a day. Call us Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Pacific Time. 1-800-474-7044. That's 1-800-474-7044. And tell them you are referred by All Paws Pet Talk Radio. Or go online to www.nuvet.com. That's www.nuvet.com. Use order code 33955. Again, www.nuvet.com, order code 3395. Put your pet on the path to good health.
All aboard. We're going back to Eden. Yeah, we're going back to Eden. Welcome to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show with your host, Gigi Shimon, and we're here today with Bob Kilpatrick from Boomer Forever Young, who has just been laying out an incredible product line with such valuable, informative, educational information so that you can make intelligent and informed decisions for your babies. I mean, we're really bringing the breakthrough information. And so, Bob, I wanted to ask you, under these pristine conditions, this barley product, the lignans, they're turning things around. Do you have some testimonies that will kind of bring it all home for us, all this science and this amazing production?
Yep. Well, I'll give you one, in regard, I have firsthand experience with our Russian wolfhound, Larry Dodlin, who's my business partner, is a person that I have helped with our anti-aging protocols, and he's de-aged quite a bit. He just had a test for his life insurance company, and they thought he was about 33 years old from all the tests that they did, and he's actually 69. And
wow.
He has a Russian wolfhound that weighs about 80 pounds that I helped take care of, and Vaska used to always be getting infections, as people will know from Borzois like that. They will get urinary tract infections and ear infections, and they quite often don't live too long because of that. And we're using the lignans and the barley and probiotics. We have been able to eliminate that, and his life just kind of prances along now. He you don't have these down times where you have to take him to the vet and he's sick for a week and all like that. He just goes month after month after month being perfectly happy. It's calmed him down significantly. He never has any issues where he'll seem agitated or snap at anybody or growl or anything like that. He's just very, very calm and wonderful, and his coat is really, really beautiful from using these products. In regard to humans, you know, we knew for a long time that when the science brought about the right products together in one place, you'd be able to treat people for really difficult things. And we knew that there was success from different products helping people on the heart transplant list, for example. And when we put together our current group of products, we received a call from San Diego from a friend of ours whose friend out there was very sick and was on the heart transplant list. And we sent him the right collection of products for him. And within 6 weeks, he was no longer on the heart transplant list. And now he owns his own organic farm in Colorado. He has a website called His Farm. And he's a consultant on organic farming and healthy lifestyle. And he works on this farm at 10,000 feet up in the mountains in Colorado every day with no restrictions in his life at all. He no longer has heart disease.
This is, again... Whoa, I'm like speechless. This is so beautiful. It's such great news. It's such great news. You know, when I first got into nutrition, I was so ignorant. I didn't even know that flour was made from wheat. So it doesn't matter where you start, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter how long you haven't understood nutrition. We're bringing experts for you to glean from their years of research with the most breakthrough products, the most transformative products on the planet. When was the last time you heard a story like that? And this is what's possible for your babies. We don't have to keep marching them through surgeries and more poisonous medications. Those are for distinct times where nothing else will work. Really, that should be the last resort, because we have so many beautiful things at our fingertips now that can change our story. It can change our health story. And it's more further confirmation, Bob, that really all of us, people and animals, are suffering from severe malnutrition. And that goes back to our soils, doesn't it?
Yep. It goes back to the soil, which has been depleted. And it also the fact that even if you were eating nutritious food, your intestines probably can't absorb it. And so you have to have superfoods that will both nourish you and cleanse your intestines so you can absorb the nourishment.
That's right. And that's for your babies as well. And we do encourage you to go to our specials page and get your baby's intestines cleansed it out. Get them this barley and the probiotics. And you too will have an animal prancing around with no anxiety, no depression, super amounts of energy, looking like the clock has been turned back. And the same can happen for you too. Well, Bob, we're so thankful that you joined us today, and we actually probably need to have you back so we can dig into this further, but you've been very generous with your time, and we hope you will consider coming back.
Thank you, Gigi. It would be my pleasure. Thanks for having me on, and thanks for everybody who's listening.
So again, you can get Bob's products at back2eden, EDEN.org/specials. And you'll see it right there. Begin your baby's journey to turning back the clock, to vital health, and maybe even some for you too. We'll see you next week. Thank you so much for joining us.
You've been listening to the Back to Eden Pet Talk Radio Show.